You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Going to get to the polls here in a second, but wanted to tell you, because we're not doing the show every day because we took Monday off as a holiday. We've got a lot of other things going on in terms of getting this back to being a podcast and radio show that's a little more daily and familiar to you. We're hoping that that happens by some point in April. And I'm guessing, and this is probably some bad news to some of you, I'm guessing that wherever it is that we sign, they're going to ask us to sit for a little bit as a marketing push up to joining a new partner. But before we do all of that stuff, we're going to be doing a handful of shows as frequently as we can before we leave for a little while. I don't think it'll be too long. It'll probably be a month or so as a marketing build up to a new partner. But in the interim, we're going to try to do this on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays until we take that break. And on Thursday this week, we're going to do another Twitch live stream. It's a little more difficult for us to do because we don't have all of the infrastructure we normally do. But this Thursday during the show, we're going to do a live show that's going to have a televised component on Twitch. Search it out, Lebatard and Friends. You can find it and enjoy a live show. We're not going to take any breaks. It's not going to be taping. It's going to feel the most that it can if you were somebody who watched it on ESPN News for many years and were used to it that way. You can go to Lebatard and Friends on Twitch and find us Thursday. We're going to do all of that live. We've got some polls to clean up today, and I wanted to circle back around one time on this MMA-UFC conversation because I actually think it's a fascinating one, because I wouldn't blame ESPN at all if they simply got into just the sports rights business because of what a big play UFC is as everyone is chasing those streaming dollars. We'll get to that in a second. I wouldn't blame. There's not going to be any announcements, Stugatz, that ESPN is getting out of the journalism game. It's just going to be harder and harder to manage when you've got a corporate partner that's that valuable to you and doesn't care about journalism. It's going to be fascinating to watch, just as spectacle, to see what happens, how much more Dana White does to people like Ariel Helwani, because he can, because he can feel like he's running the place because he's got an enormously valuable thing in the streaming age.
But you don't expect a major announcement saying, hey, we're getting out of journalism. That's kind of a thing you slowly slot into. You're right.
Okay, yes. I don't know how. Right. I just think it's going to be interesting to watch. But before we get to the remainder of that conversation, at Lebatard Show on Twitter is where you vote on the polls. We have a lot of them from today.
Do you know what it means when shoes are hanging from a telephone wire? I did not. Dan did. Shocked us all. 50.4% of the audience said, yeah, they did. Do I have to do point fours? Do I have to do that?
Well, that's what makes it more than 50%.
I guess that's the only...
fractions? You're asking
The 50-50 bit has been ruined by Chris Cody, and so we can't do that anymore. He put it to bed, and so I didn't know what to do.
Chris, did you know that you were responsible for ruining the 50-50 bit, that it's dead? 50.4... Stugatz has asked me after 15 years of doing polls, do I have to do the fractions today? I mean, Stugatz, you can do whatever you want here. It's not right. Really science.
Oh, I like that. Is reading back in my day a lot of pressure on the lungs? 57% of the audience said, yes, it is. Did you know that NASCARs don't have headlights? No idea. 65% of the audience said they knew. Must Chris Doyle have one hell of a resume? 80% of the audience said yes. Have you ever gotten so drunk that you drove naked through a drive-thru? 94% of the audience said no.
Again, how bad a hire are you making when you sneak that in under darkness on your staff? Nude drive-thru assistant.
Here's the question of the day. Who is better, Dwight Freeney or Zach Thomas?
Oh, wait a minute. Let's look at Greg Cody's face. This is a tough question. How many Miami homers do we have in this audience?
77% of the audience, Greg, said Dwight Freeney.
Oh, a thumbs down. You can see
that's just wrong.
Is Greg Cody the homerest homer in the history of homers?
Wow.
88% of the audience said yes.
Greg, you're sitting down again. You're better when you're standing up. An entertainer and a performer. The only times you've been bad on the show today are when you're sitting down because your legs are tired.
I'm outraged. I am. I'm outraged on Zach's behalf.
Okay. You're a homer.
Of course you are. You're the homerest homer in the history of homers.
I'm going to put that right on my resume.
Attaboy. Is the best you could do tolerating a little bit of pulp? Is that the best you could do? 65% of the audience said, yes, that's the best I could do reading. Sorry. On your Uber option, are you always selecting no conversation? I love that Mike does that. 70% of the audience said yes, 30% is lying. Let's scroll up here for a second. Topics to follow. Schefter, FC Bayern Munich, Bill Simmons.
What? Bayern Munich? What?
Bayern? I don't know. Bayern Munich? I mean, is that a person? Who is that?
Oh, Byron? Good God.
Bayern Munich, Schefter, and Bayern. I mean, and Bill and Katie. It says Katie on there. Do you like taking surveys?
Who likes taking surveys?
33.5% of the audience does, Dan. They like taking surveys. That means 66.5% don't. Now I'm scrolling up again. Jeff Schwartz, McShay. What did McShay do? Anyway, if your Uber driver asks you for a 5-star rating, do you end up not giving them the 5-star rating you are already going to give them? 55% of the audience said yes. That's great.
What are you guys doing? What you, that guy begs you for? This is a time of begging. I don't know if you guys know this, but is it in the time of the coronavirus, GoFundMe CEO says that a new GoFundMe account is being opened every 2 minutes. And a guy begs you or a woman begs you for a 5-star Uber rating and you take it away, even though you were going to give it just for asking. You know what? You had it. You had a 5-star rating, but you just lost it because you asked me, because I'm an asshole.
Is the reason no one trusts the Jazz because of Joe Ingles?
No, because of the way he looks. It's the way he looks. It's not him. It's the way he looks. It was the specific look of him and Quinn Snyder.
Well, I think we got this one mixed up here because we have Ingles the way he works. We have Snyder the way he looks. So I don't know. I mean, I just say it's Joe Ingles. 80% of the audience says, yes, it is Joe Ingles. Is the reason no one trusts the Jazz because of how Quinn Snyder looks? 88% of the audience said yes to that. So those are the polls, Dan.
Thank you, Stugatz. So getting back to the conversation that we were having, the backstory on this, the feud between Dana White and Ariel Helwani, does ESPN have to care about journalism? Does ESPN have to care about protecting its employee from, as the move, as you've seen what's happened in America over the last 18 months, and Mike told you, the focus groups show, they show at every turn. The focus groups show that you keep the politics out of sports, it will help your ratings. If you become about just sports, we've talked before, it's not politics. It tends to be race. It tends to be that there are women and minorities talking, and they're giving you their opinions about things outside of sports, and that gets turned into politics.
I leave, and now they don't care about journalism? A little frustrating.
I can imagine that it would be to you. But I think that part of the reason that we'll get lumped in, if somebody starts writing think pieces about what is happening at ESPN, we will get lumped in there. We leaving will get lumped into the conversation of, because this is a headline that's coming. It's coming. Somebody's going to write, does ESPN still care about journalism, or will the last journalist at ESPN turn out the light? Somebody, one of this, I assume that Andrew Marchand at some point is going to talk to somebody who's not an anonymous voice that will put their voice on the idea of, hey, that partnership at ESPN that was never allowed to happen before because Disney didn't want to get into the sport that that Senator McCain was calling cockfighting. Disney got into the sport during a pandemic, during a difficult time when everything was closing up. Dana White went full mainstream, and you saw what he did with the mainstream. He campaigned for Trump, and his fighters were out there campaigning for Trump and ended up on the wrong side of history. But now you're partners with that money-making machine, and you've made business now. You're in bed with that particular devil, that particular form of commerce. That's Disney, and that's that form of commerce. I like it. It's for me, but it ain't never been for Disney. But now it's valuable because it's valuable streaming exclusively as everyone's trying to get into the streaming game. And Stu Gatz, Disney's late to it. Disney can come big on the streaming game. It has with Disney Plus enormously.
Yeah, they might have been late to the party, but they're the number two streaming service already. I think their earnings report said 95. It saved Disney stock. In the heights of the pandemic, their stock took a huge nosedive, but buoyed by the success of their streaming services, they're fantastic now.
They can be late to the party. Yes. Because they can make up for it.
I think the question is, do you care that ESPN doesn't care as much about journalism? Because I think
they never had to.
No, I think for the company to survive, they have to reevaluate that stuff. I do think in the future they may outsource their journalism so they have a buffer between them and their media partners. Hire other content creators to do the hard-hitting investigative journalism. That way you can wipe your hands of it and say, look, this is on this entity. I don't think it's smart for them to amplify their journalistic efforts. I think slowly you've seen them whittle away at that and then realize that streaming is the way to go and exclusivity with your broadcast partners is the way you maintain profitability as your entire business model changed from underneath you.
As a journalist, does that make you sad, Dan?
Oh, Mike, Stu Gatz, this has been something that has
been... Because you care about journalism.
No, but it's been... Look, I had this conversation with, like, Whitlock 10 years ago. I'm like, that fight's lost, dude.
You think you guys lost the fight?
But no, the fight that we're talking about there where it's the journalism that matters. Nobody cares about that except journalists.
There's so many places where you can find journalism right now. Unfortunately, really good journalism is behind paywalls now because that's how they had to survive. ESPN's to credit for both the boom and the bust. You guys were basically the dot-com bubble, and you rode that shit for 25 years. They made journalists rock stars. Now the model's changing again.
I'm curious what the audience makes of the specifics of that UFC, the whole storyline, when you follow it to just desperate to get to the mainstream and the idea that right now it would be not only at the center of Disney, but at the center of Disney with a guy who's got no use for what Ariel Helwani does, which is what the company has tried to be for the last 20 years, is what Ariel Helwani represents, not what Dana White represents.
So little. He cares so little about Ariel. Their history is so sordid that it bleeds into what should be an obvious answer to a Gina Carano question. There is only one way that a head of a sport should answer that question, but he can't get beyond his own bias and his own history with Ariel Helwani that he comes out yet again on the wrong side of history.
Mike, you're right. There is an obvious answer to that. I'm wondering, do you think when these partnerships start to develop in the future where Dana White could say, hey, this guy's covering my sport. This person's I'm going to partner with you. You'll get exclusive streaming rights, and I'm going to choose the people who ask me the questions. Do you think we'll arrive there?
Well, let's see what happens with Ariel Helwani at ESPN because he's been bumping up against him for a long time. He doesn't. The fight at the center of ESPN, to me, if these media writers were doing what they should be writing about, because they too have profited off of every time Stu Gatz gets written about in Newsday, it becomes the every time Greg Cody betrays an engagement, like the popularity that ESPN has given people ends up with a lot of people profiting off of it. And right at the center of it, you have a fight over ESPN's soul between Dana White and Ariel Helwani. What ESPN used to be about and what ESPN is increasingly having to be about because Dana White is a commerce monster. But he wanted to be mainstream. And now how mainstream is it that he's sitting there, that the fighter who said something that keeps her away from the Disney property that is very popular right now, because you can't say that, on another Disney property, Dana White is okay with saying Ariel Helwani is the douche while dismissing Ariel Helwani making the story about him when Dana White is making the story about his personal feelings about Ariel Helwani. And I just want you to look at how both of those people do their jobs. There's a reason that the journalists at the company at ESPN publicly supported in something that felt a little mutinous. You're not really allowed to go against the company, Stu Gatz, and everyone had to be real careful choosing their words of how they supported Ariel Helwani. But they supported Ariel Helwani. Your voices that you've given power to be journalists, supported the journalist. But the journalist ain't the one making you the money. Dana White's the one making you the money, and you got in bed with that particular devil after everything you've seen in the last 20 years of what getting into bed with that devil is, which is, it'll make you great money, but you're welcoming in a certain portion of the audience that ESPN now wants. But politically, publicly, through focus groups and everything else, they want that audience, that exclusive streaming service audience. What they want, really, those people exist. They're not human beings. They're credit cards. Those people are, we've got this many credit cards.
The ESPN statement that came out Monday, a couple days after the comments, Ariel is a valued colleague and an exceptional MMA reporter. His record speaks for itself.
Tepid. Bare minimum. Only because you've got something mutinous happening with the public statements of your journalists. It is literally the bare minimum that you can do. It's not reprimanding, hey, Dana White shouldn't be saying this about one of our employees. That's not okay. If any one of our employees said that about another employee, there would be publicly some problems. There would be some help.
Do you think Ariel feels supported there? Like, do you think? Like,
by the company or by the journalists?
By the company.
What do you think?
No.
It's bare minimum.
It is, and they had to back Ariel by name.
His work speaks for itself.
They had to back Ariel by name because Ariel was called a douche. But this is a much larger story. So people can read into that statement and say it overarches just beyond Ariel Helwani, the person, and the topic everyone was initially discussing, which was anti-Semitic remarks.
People are going to think that this is me with an axe to grind or just wanting an opportunity to slash at ESPN. I've been pretty consistent on where these conflicts are. And I no longer work for the company. That happened pretty publicly. It's not been a quiet thing, like on where I stand. But I technically,
we had these discussions though when we were working at the company.
But ultimately, the company chose something else. Like they this is what happens piece by piece, note by note, because there is not going to be an announcement, Stu Gatz. Hey, we're out of the journalism business. It's not going to be a public announcement. It's just going to happen like that. It's a fight for the soul of the company right there. It's happening in front of you. Keep an eye on what gets said and what doesn't. Keep an eye on when it gets said and how, because that wasn't said immediately. That was said specifically after journalists at the company kept coming out publicly and saying, hey, Ariel Helwani's the best of us. Are we still doing journalism?
They chose Han and Scott.
They did. They did.
Bart Scott.
Bart
over
Scott.
You.
They did choose Bart Scott. Yes. They did.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one?
Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.